This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. This edition of the Market Podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Today, the Indian markets are looking at a weak global handover given the fact that all of the US markets and the US indices ended in the negative territory, given the fact that you actually saw a significant surge as far as the 10-year US Treasury yields were concerned. The US Treasury yields traded at the highest level since July 2008. You also saw Tesla reporting its earnings given the fact that revenues missed while earnings beat estimate, but however, the stock dropped in extended trading hours. Given the political turmoil in UK and also inflation worries, you actually saw most of the European markets also end in the red. Gold prices fell over 1% after the fact that you saw both dollar strengthening and also the yield surging. When you're talking about crude oil prices, some worries there given the fact that WTI futures ended higher by over 3% and Brent futures ended higher by over 2%. Indian markets will be reacting to a whole host of results that came post-market hours yesterday, names like IndusInd Bank, Navin Fluorine, you also saw names like Havells. All of these companies and stocks will react to the results that they declared post-market hours yesterday. Today, whole host of numbers and whole host of Q2 results to keep an eye out for, including ITC, Asian Paints, Axis Bank, Bajaj Finance, Tata Consumer will be in focus. You also have to remember that Indian markets pulled significantly off highs, given the fact that the rupee weakened to a historic low. So the rupee will be another key point that markets will be tracking in this trading session today. Asian markets, as expected, are falling in the session and have seen quite a bit of a weak opening. SGX Nifty 2 is indicating quite a deep cut as far as Indian markets are concerned.